We have to discover sometimes we need the wisdom of God to know how to pray about a situation. Amen? I know sometimes we just do generalities, but the Holy Spirit can give us specific instructions as to how to pray. Amen. And if you will pray in agreement with His Word, which I'm going to talk about a little bit this morning, He will answer that prayer. Why? God will confirm His Word. He doesn't confirm our word or what we want Him to do for us, but He will confirm His Word. Amen. So we need to know what God is saying. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." Do you hear the voice of the Lord? Do you know the voice of the Lord?
Amen.
There was a time when I didn't, but I do now because the Holy Spirit has come. Amen. And the Spirit of Christ is in me. Amen. And now I can know the heart, the mind of God. Hallelujah. And so the title of the message today is If. Everybody say, if you would believe. If you would believe. See, we don't need to complicate it. Jesus says, unless you receive the kingdom like a child, you'll not enter it. You won't see it. You won't enter it. You won't participate in the blessings of your inheritance in the Lord unless you become as a child, a humble child who simply comes to a father. Amen. With a request. And the Father is a good Father to us, isn't He? He gives good gifts to His children, Jesus said. Amen. And He knows what we have need of before we even ask. But Jesus said, but you got to ask. Ask and you shall receive. If you ask anything according to His will, He hears you. Amen. So I want to talk about this and how this works, because faith is the victory that overcomes the world. It's simply believing in God's word. And we need to know the voice of God in order to believe. Amen. And so when God speaks to us, okay, He will also grant us the ability to receive that promise. God will never even convict you of a sin without giving you the grace to be free from it. Amen. If He's convicting me about something, it's because He wants to give me the grace to be free from that. I just have to cooperate with Him and agree, always agree with the Lord, and do what He tells me to do. God always gives an instruction, doesn't He? If you will wash in the pool 7 times. And you know, you may be here today and you may consider yourself to be a good, faithful Christian. You know, you give, you serve others. Maybe you attend church regularly. You sing the songs. You even say amen to the messages, you know. You pray. You read your Bible faithfully. But you may be here today and saying, I'm doing all these things, and yet I feel like something is missing. Now, as Jesus walked in the Father's will, because He said, I didn't come to do my will, but the will of the one who sent me. And Jesus was our example. We are to follow in His footsteps. So Jesus didn't come with His own agenda. Amen. He was under the authority of the Father. And He waited for the Father to show Him what to do and to listen to the voice of the Father to tell Him what to say. And if He would speak, and He always did, what the Father spoke, it would produce the fruit of that word. God will always confirm His word. Amen. So there's many good things we can do in our natural ability. But the will of God requires the involvement of the Spirit of the Lord. The will of God for your life requires the involvement of the Holy Spirit. And we need to understand this. We can do a lot of good, even Christian things, without the Lord. But we are supposed to be led of the Spirit of the Lord. We are supposed to walk with the Lord. We're supposed to be doing ministry together with the Lord. We're supposed to be partnering with the Holy Spirit, you see. So the Holy Spirit, we know, always moves in agreement with the Word of God. You can have the Spirit of God come upon you Sometimes people come to church because they say, man, I like the feeling I get when I come. I feel the peace of God. But then sometimes they walk out that door and the peace is immediately gone. Why? Because the Spirit of God came upon them, but they were never filled with that peace. They felt the peace, but they don't have the peace. You were in His presence, amen, but He wasn't really invited in to the house. If you shut the door to Him, He won't kick it down. But if you open the door, let Him in. Some people, they just come for the good feeling. But then there are others who come to enter into the realm of the Holy Spirit. The glory realm, we may call it. Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Remember, Jesus had told them to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high. They obeyed the instruction of the Lord. They were together there in one accord. And then it says in verse 3, there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each one of them. Upon. But then in verse 4 it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So when we're born of the Spirit, amen, the Spirit of God comes to dwell within us. All right, if we don't have the Spirit of Christ in us, we don't belong to Him. Amen. You can be around God's people, you can be in church, you can feel God's presence, you can be blessed by being in His presence, but if you don't have Christ in you, you don't have salvation, you don't have life. So, as a result of Christ dwelling within us, we can now have fellowship with Him. We can have a relationship with Him. And that's what Jesus was saying in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. My prayer is, Lord, I want to hear Your voice. I want to know Your voice. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to listen to any other spirits, amen, except the Holy Spirit. And you can come to recognize somebody's voice if you spend a little time with them. And the more time you spend with somebody, the better you're able to identify their voice from other voices. How many know there are a lot of voices right now speaking? But you need to be able to discern the voice of the shepherd, the voice of the Lord Jesus. And you can't learn this in the classroom. Just the classroom of the Holy Spirit. Through relationship. So in Christ, you and I have been given permission to enter into the realm of the Spirit by faith. And Jesus said, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What does that mean? That means He says He wants to share His kingdom with us. That's a pretty good deal. Some people, they put all their eggs in this one basket called the world. They put all their investment, all their life, all their effort, all their energy into basically a ship with a hole in it. Yeah. Or into a bank account that's going bankrupt, right? He said in Luke 12:32, do not fear, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What does God want to do? He wants to bring many sons into glory. Amen. He wants to bring people out of Adam and into Christ, out of death into life. I was once in darkness. Amen. Now I'm in the light of the Lord. I was once in death. Now I'm in life. Life in Christ. Amen. My life is in Him now. So when you experience the kingdom of heaven, your life will be changed from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is a Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So in the areas where the Lord is not are the areas of darkness, and the enemy can only operate in darkness. Come on. He looks for dark places. He looks for sinful, right, practices. He looks for opportunities. All right. Through compromise. When we do what we know the Lord doesn't want us to do, we're giving Him permission. So we don't want Him in any part of our life. Amen. We're supposed to kick Him out. Amen. God wants his people free indeed. So wherever he is, there is liberty. Amen. There is deliverance from all spiritual oppression. Amen. God wants his people completely, totally set free. He doesn't want any part of us dark. He wants us completely filled and overflowing in his presence. But he can only fill the areas that we yield to him and are willing to allow him access to. So if we want to hold on to something that we know God doesn't approve of, well, you're giving the enemy permission to stay there. Amen? And he's only there to do you harm. When we're born again, our spirit comes alive. We're united. Amen. We're not possessed of the devil because possession means ownership, right? All right. But in your soul, you're going to need some deliverance. I know some people disagree with this, but it's been my experience. Amen. That a lot of God's people need deliverance. Amen. They're not owned by the devil. They're not possessed by the devil, but they can be oppressed heavily, and the enemy will connect himself to any area of compromise. If we're not willing to give it to God, then he'll continue to rest there. Are you hearing me? He'll find a place of security to operate from, and his only goal is to take more and more territory. See, you can have an encounter with God, but not remain in God. It's important that we continue in fellowship with the Lord and rely upon him for strength and power. Remember, the prodigal son left his father's presence. Amen. The father never left him. He left his father's presence. So the prodigal son had to come to his senses, didn't he? He had to return to his father. In Luke 15:17, he says, but when he came to himself, he woke up one day and said, what am I doing here? Man, it's so much better in my father's house. It's so much better, man, when I was, you know, living with dad, if you will. I was in harmony, at peace with God. Amen. And he says, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare? And I perish with hunger. And he arose and came to his father in verse 20. And when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. And ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. That's how our Father is. Hallelujah. What did he do? Well, he simply left his place of privilege. He chose to do this in the kingdom. He always had access to this Father's house. But he chose to walk away. It was up to him to return to the Father and to his inheritance as a son. So we know that when we're born again, we become a new creation. We become a child of God. We receive a new heart, a new identity, no longer slaves of sin, but sons in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And you receive a family garment that identifies you as one of his own. It's called the righteousness of Christ. Amen. We're clothed in the righteous garments of the Lord, and we become righteous in the sight of God so we can access our Father's throne. Isn't that good? Today we can boldly come into the presence of our Father. Now, I want to say this today because I believe there are differing realms of glory. Okay, there are different realms of glory. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. We're being changed, what? Into the same image, the image of Christ, from glory to glory by what? The Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Not by our efforts, not by our Bible studies. Amen. It is the Spirit of the Lord that works through the Word. Amen. But from glory to glory means there are different realms of glory. Now remember, under the old covenant, it was a fading glory. Amen. Under Moses. Right? But today in the new covenant, it's a ever increasing glory. All right. Hebrews 8:6. But now Jesus, our high priest, has given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood. For he who is the one who mediates the one who goes in between, for us is a far better covenant with God based upon promises. So under the law, we had to live up to the perfect standard of righteousness, which is God's word. Amen. His law is holy and good. Amen. But in ourselves, we're incapable of doing that. We have better promises today. Amen. Because now we're in the grace of God. Amen. God covers us. Amen. And then he begins by his spirit to work out. Amen. His plan in our lives in sanctification and preparing his bride, his people, and to be holy and presentable to him in that day. Amen. When we see Jesus, because the bridegroom is going to come and he's coming for those who are looking for him. Amen. He's looking for those who are living for him. You see, the ones who are living for him are the ones that are looking for him. If you're not living for him, you're not looking for him. Because you have died to this world. You said, this is not my home. Amen. This is temporary. Amen. But I'm an eternal being in the Lord. Amen. So I want to live and store up for myself treasure in heaven. That does not mean that we don't have civil responsibilities. We're to represent the Lord in this world. Amen. But it does mean that our first citizenship is where? In heaven. Amen. The most important part of us is our spirit. Amen. God wants to make a people ready for him. Amen. To make us beautiful. So again, when we're born again, positionally, we are placed in Christ. We become a new creation. Our sins are forgiven. Amen. We're accepted in the beloved. We receive that garment of righteousness. Now, by the blood of Jesus, we can come with confidence anytime to our Father's throne. Amen. And so the Father wants us to spend time, if you will, and do life together with him. Amen. So it's not a come and going thing. It's a continual walk of faith and communion, doing life together with Jesus. Are you hearing me? Not just an event we do on the weekend, but every day is a walk of faith with the Lord. Okay? So we are children of promise today. God has promised us something better. Amen? Under grace, hallelujah, he gives us his spirit. Amen? The spirit of Christ comes to dwell within us. And then he writes that law, amen, that perfect law on our hearts by the spirit. Amen. And so we know what the Lord approves and what he disapproves by the spirit that he's given us. Amen. So if we get out of line, we know it because the spirit of God will convict us of that. Come on. Aren't you glad for that? Don't you love the conviction? Say yes, somebody. Amen. Conviction is a good thing. So there's a fading glory of the old, but in the new, it's an ever increasing glory, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. You see, that God says, as much as you can have as much of me as you want. How many know God is an extravagant God? He lavishes his grace upon us. He wants us to have everything that belongs to him. It's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's everything. He wants to share, come on, his kingdom with us. I don't know about you, but that's a pretty good deal. Amen? In other words, he's saying, I'm going to give you the superior if you're willing to let go of the inferior. If you're willing to go my way and forsake your way, you can have the better way. The best way. Thank you. That'll be a song someday. So how do we become... How do we get into the more? I mean, you know, a lot of times we're saying more, Lord, right? How many say I could use some more Jesus in my life? Amen. Amen? Now, you get the Holy Spirit, amen, at salvation. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us, amen? But we're saying, Lord, I want more of you, amen? Well, it really is an exchange. If you're willing to give him more of you, you can have more of him. If you're willing to give him more of you, you can have more of him. That's what Jesus said. If you're going to come after me, you have to deny yourself. Come on, take up your cross and follow me. You want more? Amen. Make less about you. Well, how do we come into the more as a child of God? Well, it's really by faith. Because everything today, amen, is received by faith in God's word. All right? It's given to us freely in Christ Jesus. It's not something, it's by grace through faith, and it's not something we deserve or something we earn, but something that God actually wants to give you because he knows that we need him. And we can't do this without him. Amen. So God is trying to break us, if you will, or wean us off of ourselves. So it's not about us. It's about Jesus and his will, his plan for my life. Amen. And as I lean heavily on the Lord, then I have grace sufficient for everything I'm faced with. So how do I move in the realm of the Holy Spirit? Well, by responding to the Lord's invitation to join him in the secret place of the heart. Where do we have communion with the Lord today? In our heart. Under the old covenant, they had to go into a literal, right, physical temple where the glory of the Lord was there in the very center, right, in the Holy of Holies. Today, Paul said, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So God communes with us in our spirit. If you're in Christ, amen, he comes to dwell within your innermost being, in your spirit. Amen. And then as an act of my outer man or my will, which is who I am as a soul, I choose the way of the Lord. I choose communion with the Lord. I choose to worship. I choose to praise him. Are you hearing me? It's not because I feel like it. It's because I chose to obey the Lord in this. You know, it's just like, well, I don't feel like going to work today. I think I'll just sleep in. Well, how's that going to work for you? You get up and you go to work because, and if you don't, you're going to lose your job. So you don't do it because you feel like it, but because it's a responsibility that you have. And as a responsible believer, amen, we need to understand that we need him. We need his help. We need his strength. Amen. So really it's about believing. And believing is acting in faith in the revealed word of God. Believing is acting by faith in the revealed word of God. All right. Noah received an instruction from the Lord. And it says that he moved with what? Godly fear to the building of the ark, to the saving of his family. He received an instruction. He received the word of the Lord. He received it. He believed it. And he acted upon the word. And God, amen, we've confirmed his word by saving him and his family. Moses raised his staff over the Red Sea. You remember the Ten Commandments? Well, what's that in your hand? Well, it's a stick. Cast it down. Okay, cast it down. Amen. And it became a serpent. Remember that? All the magicians came out with their serpents, you know. They said, oh, we can do that trick too. But what happened? Moses' rod swallowed up all the other snakes, right? Because God's got all power. Amen. But unless Moses had believed and had acted upon the instruction of the Lord, nothing was going to change. That's how it works. God will give you an instruction. You need to be acquainted with him. You need to know his voice. You need to know his word. Amen. Know his ways. Amen. As we study his word and we pray, and the Holy Spirit will reveal his heart to us. Amen. We can know the Lord personally. So the written word reveals to us the living word. So we know the voice of God. And when he's speaking to us, amen, and he says, I want you to say this, or I want you to do this. If we will say it or we will do it, God will confirm his word. Do you see it? And that's what we call saving faith. That's genuine faith. Faith requires an action. Abraham believed God and it was in what? Considered what? Righteousness. Peter and John, remember they spoke to the crippled man at the gate beautiful in Acts 3:6. Peter said, silver and gold I do not have. How many know this one? But what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. The first thing he did is what? He spoke to him. And then verse 7, it says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. What is he doing? he mixed faith with the word that he heard, and he acted upon it. And because he obeyed the instruction that God had given him, that man was healed. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. Please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that is a what? Rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I want to say this because faith is more than just agreeing with the truth. There are many people that love to hear messages, and they've got all the books and all the CDs, and nowadays it's on thumb drives or whatever else. But you can have a library full of information and read all the books. Amen? But it's not doing you any good unless you're starting to actually act upon what you learn. Faith is acting on the known will of God. So it's more than just agreeing with the truth. It's more than just saying, amen, that was a good message. I believe, yeah, yes, right? No, it's saying, I believe it to the degree that I'm actually going to do something about it. Do you believe God heals? Oh, yeah, I believe God heals. Well, what are you going to do about it? Well, I don't know. I'm just going to sit here and hope something will change. Now, if the Spirit of God comes on, he says, I want you to go up and let the elders anoint you with oil and pray over you, the prayer of faith, and you obey that instruction, you will be healed. God will never tell you to do something without backing it up. If it's his word, amen, he will confirm it. And sometimes it's our idea. Ever done that? Maybe you thought it was God, but it was you. Well, we can learn from that too. See, many people believe what is true, but do not bear the fruit of the truth. Many people believe the Bible. They love the Bible. They have all kinds of Bibles, but they don't practice it. What did James say? Don't be a hearer only, but be a doer of the word. Remember Lazarus? Lazarus was raised from the dead. In John 11:40, Jesus said to Martha, his sister, because she was distraught because Jesus continued to do the work, you know, outside, and never came in time to save Lazarus from dying. And so finally, Jesus shows up after Lazarus was dead. Why did he allow that? Because he was in the will of the Father. He wasn't going to interrupt the will of the Father, amen, even for a friend, because he was only going to do what the Father showed him to do and say what the Father told him to say. So Jesus spent a couple more days casting out demons and, right, healing the sick. And then he shows up after Lazarus is dead. And now they're upset with him. Lord, if you had been here, our brother Lazarus wouldn't have died. See, it was all God's plan. Sometimes God says that you're just going to have to die so I can resurrect you. Amen? That's true. And so, he said, didn't I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? How do you receive from God? Once again, by faith in the revealed word of God to you. When God speaks to you, it means that he's going to confirm. If you will act on that word, he will confirm it. Because we cannot effectively live the truth without the power of the Holy Spirit. We cannot heal the sick or set captives free without the power of God. It is the Lord who does the work. He's looking for a vessel. He's looking for someone that will cooperate with him and be available for him to work through. Are you? Anybody here a candidate for that? So we cannot prophesy or speak in new tongues without the power of God. We cannot minister effectively without the power of God. Everything comes from him. We have to rely upon him. We have to obey his voice. So in order to receive the power of God, we must enter the realm of the Holy Spirit by faith in the revealed word of God in our hearts. And again, the Holy Spirit always moves in agreement with the word of God. Now, maybe I'm jumping ahead of myself a little bit here. But we can take the word, amen, the text, and say, well, God said it. Therefore, I'm going to believe God for it, all right, to come to pass in my life. But we need to understand that when God did miracles, He never did the exact same miracle twice. God wants His people to know Him, to know His voice. Amen? The written word helps us to identify the living word so that when He speaks to our hearts, when He speaks His word into our hearts, we get a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, an instruction from the Lord. And when we act upon that, God will confirm His word every time. And that's why sometimes we just try to take the word and make it do what we want for us, rather than submitting ourselves to the Lord and allowing God to direct us by His Spirit. As He gives us the word and we act upon His word, He will confirm His word, but He's not going to do everything that we want Him to do. How many have discovered that already? That's where trust comes in. He knows better than we do. I want to say this also. The gifts of God and the callings of God are irrevocable. The King James says the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. So in other words, it's all by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves. Amen? Salvation, healing, deliverance, gifts of the Spirit, everything is the grace of God. All right? And it's from Him. But He's looking for someone to work through that will cooperate with Him. All right, so God called Israel. You okay? A few more minutes, hang with me. To represent Him as His earthly people. Israel didn't call themselves. God called them. All right? It wasn't like Abraham was calling on God. God interrupted Abraham's schedule and called him. All right? So spiritual Israel, though, is who we are in Christ, is made up of both Jews and Gentiles in Christ. Yeah? So Israel is called to represent the Lord as His earthly people. Again, Israel didn't call themselves. God still has plans for Israel. Amen? He will bless those who bless her, curse those who curse her. But you and I in Christ are one new man, Jew and Gentile in Christ, spiritual Israel. Circumcision of the heart. So it is a choice to believe the word of the Lord. In other words, I have to agree with the Lord and I have to choose to obey the word of God. So you choose to believe the word of God. And so Israel was brought out into the wilderness, right? Out into the wilderness to learn how to live by every word that what? Proceeds from the mouth of God. That's a very important part of it. That wasn't in the text, but it proceeded from the mouth of God. It had been written, yes, but the Lord wanted them to learn to know His voice. How many know there are many things in life you just can't find in Scripture? Well, do I buy this house or not? Do I take this job or not? Do I move here or move there? Come on, there are just times you just need to hear from the Lord and say, Lord, what do I do? Turn to John chapter. You got to understand, God wants us to have fellowship and a relationship with Him to the degree that we know His voice. We recognize when the Lord is speaking to us. And if we will obey His voice, we'll do well. Amen. He'll never tell you to do something without backing it up. He'll tell you to do sometimes that are things that will scare you. Oh, God, do I really need to do this? Or sometimes things that are painful, things that you don't want to do. I got to forgive this person. I got to confront this person. Oh man, I don't want to do that. How many have done that before? You've delayed something and God is telling you, I want you to deal with it. And it only got worse. Yeah. But as soon as you finally came to your senses and you said, okay, Lord, you're right. I'm going to go to this person and just give me the grace. Give me what I need to say. And you go there and it was nothing near what you had imagined in your mind it to be. That proper English? I don't know. I'm like George Bush. I just create my own language as I go along here. So, yeah. You know, it's a living language, they say, the English language. So there's, you know, they can put some new words in the dictionary this year. You know, Jesus said to Martha, if you would believe. You know, just that simple. If you would believe, you will what? See the glory of God. That's where miracles, that's where healing, that's when things, we're simply believing what God said. How many believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Amen. Amen. Come on, he didn't stop doing miracles, amen, after the writing of the New Testament. Amen. We are following the footsteps of the Messiah, Jesus, amen. And Jesus called his disciples, amen, to follow in his footsteps. And then he said, I want you also to instruct others, amen, that will do likewise. And so here we are today, amen. Over 2,000 years after Jesus came and, amen, and ascended back to heaven, here we are, hallelujah. He sent his Holy Spirit here, amen, to continue to do the works that Jesus began to do, amen, in the hearts and lives of people, hallelujah. Jesus is still saving people today, healing people today, delivering captives today, amen, raising the dead today. God is still on the throne, amen, and he has not recalled his church yet. As long as we're here, we got a responsibility, come on, to walk with Jesus, amen, and Jesus wants us to advance his kingdom. And when someone is delivered, amen, from demonic oppression, how many know that's an advancement of God's kingdom? He wants to advance his kingdom in our lives, amen? He wants to drive out every giant, amen, that would stand between you and your peace with God. He didn't say if you do more good works, attend church more, give more. No, he said believe. Because sometimes we think, well, if I do these things for you, God, then you certainly owe me. Well, no, he doesn't owe us anything, amen. He's already given everything for us. He's done everything for us. We owe him. We're debtors, amen? A debt of love we owe to live our lives for him, to honor him, to bless him, to exalt him, right? To make him famous. Hallelujah. Why does God do a sign? Because a sign points to something. And it points to him. He's saying, I love you. I care about you. But I know what's best for you. Trust him. He doesn't always do what we want, but he will always do what he wants. But he's looking for somebody that will be there and make themselves available. Amen. So he can do what he wants here on the earth through human vessels, clay vessels, even like us. I said only a few minutes, didn't I? How many know that God's power is not for sale? We'll send in your 1999 and call 1-800 and we'll send you this special oil. If you're going to buy the anointing oil now. You're going to buy your miracle now. Freely you receive, freely give. God will take care of the rest. Seek him first. Obey his voice. He'll take care of the rest. You never hear us begging for anything here. Amen. God takes care of us. We just take care of his business. He takes care of our business. You can't buy God's power. You can't earn it. You just simply receive it by faith. That God wants to give you his promise. He wants to give you his Holy Spirit. He wants to give you good gifts. He wants to use you. He wants to share his kingdom with you. It's his desire that we would share in all of his glory someday. Isn't that so good? Well, the devil comes along and says, you haven't done enough yet to earn it. You've got to work harder. No. The work has already been done. The door, amen, is open. Hallelujah. Into the holiest. All we have need of now is freely given to us in Christ Jesus. We come to him, amen, for mercy and for the grace that we need. For it's all by grace through our faith. In him. And that's it. Amen. It's not because I deserve or earn anything with God or that I can buy God's power. Amen. I simply come and say, Lord, I need you. I need your grace. I can't do what you've called me to do without your power, without your help. So the power of God is necessary for you and I to accomplish his will in our lives. Amen. Aren't you glad His power is available to us today? Do you need a miracle today? You need healing? You need provision? You need deliverance? Well, guess what? The Lord is available to help, to heal, to provide. Let me just say this. The name of Jesus is not some magic word you use to get what you want. The name of Jesus has power when our faith is acting upon the word of God in our hearts. Some people think they're just going to go around and use Jesus' name like a magic word to get whatever they want. No, it's when you hear the word of the Lord, you receive a word from the Lord, and you act upon the word of the Lord in your heart, God will always confirm and manifest Himself in His word. Are you hearing me today? Hallelujah. Would you stand? If you're here today and you need healing in your body, it doesn't matter what it is. If you're here today and you need deliverance, you feel like you need to be set free. If you're here today and you feel like I need salvation, I want to encourage you to come right now and let's believe, for the power of God is still the same. Amen? As it was when Jesus walked this earth. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Is God not pouring out His Spirit today? Is the power of God not available today? Has He not anointed us, amen, to pray for the sick? Hallelujah. If they come, and let's believe God. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. I want to invite you, just step out from where you're at and come up, and we're going to pray. Hallelujah. If you're not born again, you're not going to see the kingdom. Amen. You're not going to find yourself in heaven someday. You may make sure that you have your soul right with God. Amen. That you have true salvation, that Christ is in you. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not promised. We don't know when we're going to take our last breath, but I do know this, that God is still extending His mercy right now. God wants to save people today. Amen. He's still doing it, and we still have opportunity. In Jesus' name, be healed.